Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
Welcome to the Bald Brothers Show. We want to let you know on the top of the episode, you're not queuing up Michael Jackson's Scream without the music video. If you do it, you're a liar. You're not queuing up. I know we talked about it in the last episode. We're just going to remind you. It might not be the last episode the way this airs. But today, we're talking top 10 TV dads.
Yeah.
All right? Shoot. Who's going first? Me? I'm going Uncle Phil.
Okay.
I Great wanted pick. Uncle Phil to be my dad, and my dad was present in the home.
Yeah.
He wasn't a lawyer, wasn't a judge.
Yeah.
He wasn't taking a joke like Uncle Phil was. Uncle Phil took a joke really well.
Yeah.
Show don't work if he don't take a joke.
Right.
Beautiful black woman, as his wife.
Mm-hmm. Two of them.
Two black women. he was funny, but he came to Will's defense. Remember that he got arrested?
Yeah.
And Uncle Phil was like, show me which one it was you.
Right.
Anytime Uncle Phil was getting in that voice. He just had
his voice has such gravity, man.
Yes. He was Shredder as well.
Yeah.
If you don't know.
He was intimidating. He was stern. He wasn't soft, but he was tender.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was just the perfect balance of just like.
He was great, man.
Yeah.
Uncle Phil, everybody loves Uncle Phil. So I'm going Uncle Phil.
How come I see it over there? I don't see the.
I just sent it to you.
Okay. I'm going to go Cliff Huxtable.
Yeah.
Cliff Huxtable, you know what I'm saying? Outside stuff.
You know, Cliff Huxtable is a TV character.
He is.
I don't know nothing else about nobody. I don't know who played that man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know that I was even asked. I think Cliff Huxtable is actually a man.
But Cliff Huxtable, the way he raised that family, mm-hmm. the way he vibed with his wife, he was just perfection.
He was
funny. He was going to put the kids on blast. He was going to throw them on the grill. Lead them with love, teaching them lessons. Oh, you think you can do this all on your own? I had Theo go through all that thing, how it would be to live on your own.
So good.
Just giving valuable lessons, running to the store when it was Thanksgiving, and they kept sending them to the store several times. His reaction every single time was just joyous. I love Cliff Huxtable.
All right, I'm going to go. Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to go Randall Pearson. This Is Us. I know you ain't watched that.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't seen it.
I'm just be sitting Sterling here, K. Yep. Brown. Mm-hmm. He was adopted. He had big whites as family.
The white people adopted him.
You know, met his dad. Had a great low-key Uncle Phil type scene with his real dad in a thing.
Yep.
I just came over here to tell you I don't need you. He basically
was that. I don't need you. I did all this on my own.
Solid husband. Not perfect husband, though.
Not perfect.
It's not key. Perfect. That's not why perfect. I like that show. Yeah,
exactly.
He was ambitious. He had anxiety. That one time, Beth cut him deep.
Yeah.
Oh, between which one of your anxiety attacks?
Yeah.
She was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's why you don't go back and forth with women.
That's why you don't go back.
They're going to remind you on anxiety medication.
Yeah.
Huh? You thought this was a game?
With that time he went in there and told his job, he's like, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Yep.
You seen that clip?
I saw that clip. You I saw it on Instagram.
He was like, man, pears? I'm allergic to pears. But as a father on the fatherhood tip, out of this world.
Out of this world.
So, Randall Pearson, that's mine. You're up, Tone.
I'm going to go. This is just my own personal.
And that's all it got to be, Tony.
Coming back in.
They can make their own list.
Arthur Spooner from The King of Queens.
Oh, you love him.
He's Carrie's dad.
You love him.
To me, he's like the funniest dad, man. Arthur Spooner made me laugh every time he came out that basement, every time he's sitting in that kitchen. It's called Gravity, Douglas, and it's coming for you. He is just, his voice, the way he be yelling, he cares about his little girl. I love Arthur Spooner, man. King of Queens.
Okay.
Jerry Stiller.
I'm going to go Frank Costanza.
Yeah. That's
George's dad.
That's him again, he's man.
Since you're going to go Jerry Stiller,
again, yes.
He's basically playing the same
for sure.
character.
Yep.
But I've seen more Seinfeld than I've seen okay. King of Queens.
You got to get into the King. You would love it.
I think I would, because I do like Kevin Queens. James comedy.
Yeah.
It's Leah Remini, right?
Yes.
It's his wife.
You would love it.
He's one of those. That's one of those like, nigga, there ain't no way that'd be your wife. But y'all, I know, because people discount how funny men be pulling beautiful women.
Let me tell y'all something about me, man. I don't be putting my business out there, but I be attracting some.
There are some girls who.
Quality women, y'all.
The amount of girls I see tweet about you, I don't even tell you stuff.
Yeah.
The things I let Tony Baker do to me. He's vegan, but I love meat. Whoa! Whoa! Hey! I mean, every tweet. Oh, just that one, when we did that this or that, where Tony did the princess treatment, Tony, boy, I was beating him off with sticks. I was get away from him. He only has enough penis for a few. Get. They were salivating. They were like the hyenas at the end of the Lion King when they knew they were going to push Scar off.
Yeah. It's the funny, man.
All the funny, like the things he could do to me. I got a biscuit for him. Now, what you talking about? The baked good or the corn purse?
Women enjoy laughing, man.
Oh, man. Look at Liz.
They like a funny man.
I outkick the coverage. Liz looking better. You see this? And I consider myself handsome, but I'm bringing the weighted average down in my couple. I'm not ugly, but Liz... You know, she raising the curve on the grade. I'm tagging
and
along.
And she's shredded up naturally.
And she's got the ass.
Be over there just like.
Yeah, Liz. Woo! Everybody got abs in my family but me. All of them. Boys be down
the
there.
The house of abs.
Just abs.
Body be like. You got dogs be breathing.
Joe built like a Mack truck. Isaiah built like a swimmer, dancer, runner. Liz got abs. And I just be like, my stomach hangs over, y'all.
Butt ass naked in the kitchen.
Butt naked in the kitchen. Oh, all right. So anyway, George Frank Costanza. Now, I mean, he wasn't even in every episode by a long
but
shot.
He made his presence
every
felt.
Time he pulled up. I was like, man, this dude is funny.
The Reddit and I. I love Jerry Stiller.
He's still alive, isn't he?
No, he passed.
He passed? He went on? Oh, man.
It was close to the pandemic, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was so funny, man.
Fantastic. Okay. I'm going to go with so many good dads.
So many good
from.
Dads.
And these don't have to be good dads. These just got to be dads, right?
Right.
I'm going with Tony Soprano, man. Tony Soprano. Soprano is one of my favorite.
Wait. Never mind. They have to be good.
They got to be good?
Tony wasn't a good dad. He is just a dad.
But he's a dad. It's just a top 10 TV dads.
The assumption that they're good.
Oh, all right. Well, shoot.
He wasn't even a good parent. He wasn't a good person at all.
I mean, but he was a dad.
I mean, Tony Soprano's terrible, though.
So we're just doing good dads.
Just
doing,
good. I mean, the
so
implication.
Not fathers. We're doing dads. There's a difference.
Yes.
Okay, so we're doing
the implication
dads.
Is that they're good.
Okay, all right.
He was terrible.
Okay.
All right.
Get off me. Off my back. I'm gonna go with Rock Emerson from Rock.
There you go.
Yeah.
Rock Emerson, he was so mad at Clifton Powell in that scene, he called him Clifton.
Yeah.
When he was acting and they were gotten to that little skirmish, he actually said Clifton instead of whatever Clifton Powell's character name was.
That is a thespian right there.
Man.
Charles S. Dutton is an actor.
He really is.
And a director. He did amazing work on The Corner. Which, you know,
preceded The Wire.
Yeah. But Rock was a fantastic show. the whole dynamic, the way they shot it, the way they acted it, it was like the dramatic beats were super powerful.
Yeah.
The comedic beats were on point with Pop and his brother Joey. And it was just great. The little Skip Rock does.
Yeah.
They were doing some groundbreaking stuff back then with the live recordings and stuff like that.
Cutting to the audience.
Yeah. Rock was amazing, man. And Rock was amazing. He's a great character. So I'm going to go Rock.
I'm with you on that. I'm going to switch it up. Because he was a father figure, but he was a dad.
Oh, we could do father figures, but
mine going to make sense, and he's good. Coach Eric Taylor, Friday Night Lights. He had a daughter, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But he had a kid with the white lady. I can't remember. But all them football players was his sons, man. He was their dad. Come on, man. Right? Did you watch Friday Night Lights?
No.
Oh, Tone, he's their dad. He had a daughter. Okay, I thought so.
Watch out.
Tone, he was raising, Michael B. Jordan was his little black son.
It wasn't his kids.
But no, he had a kid, though.
But this ain't about that.
Nah, man, why?
You talking about the athlete.
Tony's a parent. Come on. Marquita, you be the judge. No? Patreon saying no. They don't have, she didn't have that many scenes. They was focused mostly on the football.
This nigga was a coach. This ain't a coach list.
All right, fine. Then I'm going to go.
Who you going?
Great dads.
Yeah.
Man, I really want to do Coach Eric Taylor.
No, watch out, man. Let me get Tony Soprano back. You can have your coach.
All right, I'm going to go. I'll go Carl Winslow then.
Okay.
I like Carl Winslow as a dad.
Yeah, he was solid.
He was good. You know, he was annoyed with Urkel, but I mean, he was
Who
supposed
was
to be.
It?
Yeah, you know he was saying? Good with his own kids.
Yeah.
You know, Laura, Eddie, the one daughter he forgot about, you know, but everybody did.
We're not going, you know, she's sick of it. I'm not going to go there. She's tired of it, man.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, she's tired of
it. Is Crispy Chicken for her? Yeah, Mary J. sick of that?
For sure. She's sick of it.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know you were sick of it.
Because people be bringing her up all the time in interviews. She just be minding her own business. And
no, she be catching trays. People
bringing her up. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
I know. It's not funny when you know, Crispy Chicken ain't funny no more. I'm sad, too, because it was a good laugh.
Oh, it was, man.
But I can't laugh.
They tried to tag us in the conversation. I'm like, shh. Don't bring that shit up, man.
She's not playing about this.
Don't tag me in this. Delete this comment.
Yeah, people was making new videos. Like, nigga, she just said. I don't. Why are you making new videos?
They are.
Yes.
That's the thing, man. You got to be able to laugh at yourself.
You got
to
lean in.
I know Mary's sick of it, but you got to be able to laugh at yourself.
Yeah. Now I got to watch it in private.
We going to make it worse.
We going to make it.
People going to find out you don't like it. We doubling down.
That is exactly what happened.
Yeah. You got to be able to laugh at it. I know she pissed.
Okay. So I'm going to go with Carl.
I like that, Carl Winslow.
Carl Winslow.
I'm coming in with, I like Floyd Henderson a lot, the dad on Smart Guy.
That was who I was going to pick.
He was a great
father.
He
was a good dad.
Yeah, great kids. I liked all his kids. Jason Weaver, Essence Atkins, and Taj Mowry as his kids. And then, you know, the low-key adopted son of a friend of his son with Omar Gooden.
Yep.
And I just like that whole family dynamic, and he was a great father. I'm not sure what happened to the mom in that show, but
I'm blanking on it.
He was a great, you know, single father and a great figure. And you know, I heard about some. I feel like they took the time to make that relationship important to the show. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with Floyd Henderson on Smart Guy.
Okay. I was gonna say, it's my last one.
Hey, we breeze through this.
Yeah. If we before I say my good father, you know what was terrible? Frank on Moesha.
Oh.
Frank, he was an awful. When you go back and watch Moesha clips and stuff, you're like, man, Frank kind of sucked, man.
Put him on there, man.
Yeah, but he was not good. Shirley Ralph was great. And Moesha, man.
Moesha was giving her the business.
Worse,
man.
I don't
like that, man.
You're not my mom. We know.
We know, nigga.
We know.
You ain't my daughter.
Now she say that, she wrong.
Right.
And she just started being nice because she was mean to Rita when that was her daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, she just started being nice. Now you treat her like that. Rita would have been happy with you as her mom. And now she's nice to you. She didn't deserve all that.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, Moesha, God dog. And then your dad, Dorian, is your brother. How about that?
Damn.
Okay. How about Ray J's your brother now? Frank sucked, that? Man. But as far as good dads, I'm going to go back to This Is Us. I'm sorry. Great father. Dang, what that white man's name was?
Yeah, he wasn't that great.
Milo Ventimiglia. What was his name? Pearson is his last name. What's his name? Marquita Bradley? Jack. Jack Pearson.
Yeah, Jack, yeah.
Died off. Why you didn't watch This Is Us? You didn't tap in?
It was a network show.
You don't think it was a network show?
You'd be tapping into network dramas and action pieces like that.
Really?
Yeah, like ABC, CBS. I usually lean comedy or like, I don't know. A lot of times it just be a corny element.
This is a
HBO and like those shows with no edits and stuff like that just spoil me.
Yeah, I feel
so now if I feel like, oh, you edited this.
Well, Jack Pearson was great. He had the adopted black son. He did good. He died because of that crock pot.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he had a heart attack, though. That's when they tricked me. Thought he got burned up in the fire. He was like, cut to him. He's in the hospital eating food.
Yeah.
Go to get him a Snickers. Come back. Dead.
Dead.
Apparently, you die a lot of times after fire with heart attacks.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
I remember
Jack Pearson, just great TV American father. Kind of like the dad from the Wonder Years.
Now, I remember him.
Yeah, he actually, I can't remember his name, but he was a good dad.
He was.
Wonder Years, I just loved
him,
that.
Man. I used to love him. Wonder Years.
That was my show.
Yeah, pick him as your
dad. Dad from the Wonder Years. Yeah, whatever your name is, white male.
It's right here, Jack Arnold.
Jack Arnold.
Yeah.
I didn't know his name. He's just a dad from the Wonder Years to me.
Jack Arnold.
Okay, Jack Arnold, that's my one. Sorry, Jack Pearson, you died again.
Want to take a quick break from the show to tell you about one of our sponsors, Blue Chew. Guys, what do women want and need? I don't know. But when the vibe is right, a good consensual peen appointment never hurt. Be her rock with Blue Chew. They're sponsoring the podcast and sponsoring your bedroom performance. And with their new arousal boosting formula, you're getting turned on mentally and hard physically. Bricked in the brain, bricked in the body. I saw a Blue Chew rapper on the street the other day. That's a walk of fame. Knock, knock. Who's there? Knock, 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 knock. That's the sound of your bedpost when you use Blue Chew. Blue Chew Gold is better sex in a tablet. They combine four ingredients into one powerful solution. Two ingredients to get you hard physically and two support arousal and desire in the brain. It works fast and lasts. Guys, have a complete experience in the bedroom with Blue Chew Gold. Now, there's a reason Blue Chew is the number one brand for better sex. Experience it yourself at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third free with promo code BALD. That's promo code BALD, B-A-L-D. You also receive 10% off and free overnight shipping on your first order. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast and the bedroom. Now back to the show.
I'm going to go for my final pick. I'm going to go Michael Kyle for my wife and kids, man.
Oh, that's good.
He's just a fun-ass dad, funny, throw his kids on the grill.
It was good.
He had a great relationship with his wife. That whole dynamic between him and Tisha Campbell was fantastic.
Tisha Campbell, two sitcoms.
Tisha Campbell. Two great. Totally different characters, too.
Totally different characters, funny in both. Yeah, yeah. We need to do a Tisha Campbell Appreciation Day.
Yeah, Tisha Campbell's great, man.
She can't do no wrong.
Yeah. She was great.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good pick, man.
Yeah, Michael Kyle, Damon Wayans. I love Damon Wayans anyway, so you know what I'm saying. That helps. But he was a funny dad. Great show. Great family.
Honorable Minch.
Oh yeah.
The Dre from Blackish.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Me too.
Good black dad, funny, good lessons.
Yeah.
Good wife. Mm-hmm. You know? Funny.
I like him. Blackish is a show. Every time I watch it, I'm like, this is a good ass show.
Great show. It ran for what, like nine seasons? Eight, nine seasons? Probably it was like, on for some time.
Like six, seven.
It was only seven?
Six, seven. Yeah.
Oh!
Oh my God. The screen.
About eight, nine.
Eight seasons? That's a good ass run.
Your last one, Tom.
I think that was it.
Oh, okay.
Damon?
Yeah. All right, cool. Moving on. Top 10 clothing brands from the 90s. Tony the Baker, you are kicking it off.
FUBU, for us, by us, goddammit. I was FUBU McGee. You couldn't tell me I wasn't LL Cool J when FUBU was cracking and popping. I had the little Skelly condom piece for the top of my head. I had the one leg rolled up. I had the FUBU shirt, the shorts. Yeah, I was for us, by us.
I loved FUBU.
I was all in.
The fact that FUBU was low-key debuted in a Gap commercial by LL, and Gap didn't even know what that was.
Yeah.
He gave them so much instant cultural capital.
Yeah.
When I was in North Carolina, man, FUBU, with originally just the FB,
yeah,
the square.
I love the FB.
All the way to Platinum FUBU, yes. Albert stuff.
Yes, I had all that, man.
When I met Melissa, she had an orange FUBU shirt, and she had it. She had the stitched logo.
Yeah.
I said, she's filthy rich.
Uh-huh.
Because I was ironing on McGee. I couldn't get the stitch one. The stitch is crazy. You had money for it. She had a long sleeve stitched.
Yeah.
I said, man, how much money does your family, a baron?
That's when you first met her, was in that.
First met her. Within the first week, I saw she had a stitched on orange FUBU shirt. I said, oh my God.
How'd y'all meet?
High school, U.S. history class. She was in my class.
So what was the meeting like though? You just seen her sitting in the
I room. Seen her. I was sitting in the classroom and I was gonna write her a note. Back in this time, you used to do things
was this
like
the first
that.
Day of school.
First day of school.
Damn, you ain't waste no time.
I said,
take me a while to get up to write you a note.
I gotta stake my claim.
First day.
And I was about to reach in my backpack to get a piece of paper, and this dude tapped me. And I turned around. He was sitting in front of me. And he was like, can you pass this note back to her? And he was pointing at Melissa. And I was like, oh, my God. See, I knew I should have. But he had already been in the class. I just got there.
Oh, gotcha.
I got down, sat down. I was like, let me get this paper. I'm talking about right at me. Right now.
So wait, when you came in the classroom, did you see her as you was walking to your desk? Or you turned around and saw her?
Saw her. There was room in that row. Beeline to that row.
Yeah.
She was in the back desk. Desk had just the right side. Remember that? Five or six desks maybe.
Yeah.
He was in the second one. The third was open. I sat there, looked back again, double checked.
She was right behind you?
She was two behind.
Okay.
So I go down to my backpack because I got to get this note off before class starts. I'm new to this school.
What was you going to say in the note?
No text. Nothing. Pencil.
I was a letter paper. Writing fool back in the day.
No text. Nothing. Going there, looking for a pencil, scramble. Taps my arm. I look up. He's like, yo, can you pass this note to her? And I'm like, dang. So I'm like, all right. So I hand it to the girl behind me, and I'm like, pass it to her. So she passes it, passes to one more person, passes to Liz. Liz doesn't even look up. She opens it. It was one of those pull me, you know, the little thing. Opens it, reads it, folds it back, puts it down, and continues talking to the person she was talking to. Never looked at the dude at all.
This is
damn.
The same person.
Yeah. I said, I got to have a different approach.
Yeah.
This nigga just...
That was.
Yes. This guy just died a horrible death. He just crashed his airplane. Never looked up to even see who it was.
So you was able to watch this whole thing?
I'm watching. I'm like, all right.
He's studying game film.
1,000%.
Because he had to turn around for that. So the dude never looked back.
No, he was looking back.
Oh, okay, so both of y'all was looking back.
Yeah. Eventually, the teacher starts. He's like, oh, dang, okay. And I'm like, oh, my God, this woman is crazy.
Do you know what you was going to say in the note?
I didn't even get there told. I was going to be like, I like you.
I want you.
I want you.
I got to have you.
I got to have you. You can kiss me now. You can kiss me later. We will have two children at some point. But then it turns out she was on my same bus.
Oh, so you saw again that same day.
The heavens have opened for me. I'm just going to be in the area. Y'all. What? You passing notes, baby? She's around the corner from me. So I'm just joining the conversation. So I also like FUBU. So you got the stitch one, huh? I had one of those before we moved. But you know, sometimes things get lost when you move. So I got the iron on now. Some of my stuff got lost when you move. But I didn't even go in like, you know, I was like, let me just try to be her friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Friend McGee. Then I made my move.
How long did it take you to make the move?
Oh, probably a few months.
Okay.
Because that way she never looked up was that was etched into my brain. She looked like the dawn of a family.
That you don't even look to see. She was just like, what the hell is this shit? That's crazy. Anyway, I was telling the guy, bro. I was like,
yeah. She was talking to a girl basically where you're sitting.
Yeah.
So she's full conversation. And then yeah. I told Ben, yeah, that's back. Excuse me,
1 second. Yeah, anyway, so like, you know what I'm saying? The stitch work, you got to go to the right spot.
Folded it back up. Oh, I said, oh, I'm not going to happen to me. Now, my first day out of new school, I can't take a massive L like that.
Dang, she day even one, investigate.
He had braids and glasses. And I was like, well, I don't have either of those things.
That's funny as hell.
It was fantastic.
Bro.
So, anyway.
Yeah, FUBU is my choice.
FUBU.
Coming in hot.
I'm going to go Cross Colors.
Yes.
Cross Colors
was dope.
Yes. I didn't have no money for it.
Me neither.
But man, I wanted it. I wanted the jeans.
The green jeans.
Man, come on. They had the shorts
yes.
with the pocket. Yeah. I said, man.
I wanted Cross Colors so
bad. I wanted it so bad. It was just tough to not have it.
Man.
It was so cool. Then you would see it on TV. You see, like, they'd wear it on either Martin or Living Single or a rapper would wear it. You'd be like,
yeah.
All the cool people have Cross Colors.
Yep.
And I was never close.
I never got in.
Never got in. It never came back. I'm hoping these things come back.
By the time I got a little money together, man, Cross Colors. Come on, man. I got in.
What's up with tonight? I said, listen, said, what's up with tonight?
What's up with tonight? That's exactly what she said.
What's up with tonight?
Talking to her friend back there. Like, anyway, what's up with tonight? What we doing
y'all
tonight?
Know the stories,
they
man.
They know the stories, man.
What's up with tonight, man? So anyway, what's up with tonight? That's what he wrote on his.
He did.
All right, you up, Tone.
All right, so I'm going to go Carl Kanai.
That was...
Carl Kanai was fresh as hell to
me, man.
I remember my brother bought that Carl Kanai that had that huge gold plaque right on the shirt itself. He had like a dope Carl Kanai vest, and I was like, man, let me get that. Because, you know, he had a job.
Yeah.
So I was just like, why you buy that for yourself and not me? So, like, I was waiting for him to get tired of the whole outfit. I was like, man, let me wear that shirt, man. Let me use that vest. Because I wanted the Carl Kanai stitching on my back pocket so bad.
The big K.
Oh, my God.
The big K.
That Carl Kanai was looking fresh as hell. The cursive. That was just a clean ass look.
I'm with you.
I wanted it. But yeah,
Carl I'm Kanai. Going Nautica.
Okay.
Man, at this time I had a little bread.
Yeah.
In 10th grade, Nautica was fire. I had a Nautica jacket. My brother had one. My homeboy Nick had one. And my cousin had one. And we all went to 4 different schools.
Yeah.
So we would meet up at church on Sunday, bring our clothes from the week, pile, rotate. We all wore the same size. My brother went to a different school in El Paso because he was held back having sex.
Oh. He pointed to the camera.
So people in El Paso was like, yo, how many clothes do you have? I was like, yeah, man, I'm not from here. You know, I'm from Virginia. But I had, and my homegirl, Naomi, man, black and Korean girl, her family kept her in Nautica. This nigga had every jacket.
Yeah.
I'm like, now we got one. She had like 12. She had the red with the blue, the yellow with the white,
damn,
the blue with the red. I said, you hit him with the blue with the red, then the red with the blue.
Yeah.
She had everything. Nautica under the shirt, under the jacket.
Dang.
To this day, she live in Memphis now.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Man, she had Nautica down. I was like, man, Nautica.
Man.
They jackets was upper echelon.
Nautica.
All right, you up, Tone?
I'm going to go woo-wear, man.
Oh, of course you would.
I was woo-weared. anything Wu-Tang I could get my hands on, I was buying up everything.
Yeah.
That Wu-Tang logo, I had an earring that was Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang?
I had a necklace. I had the socks. I had pants.
Wu-Tang socks is funny.
Man, listen, man. I was buying bootleg Wu-Tang stuff.
Oh, man, we didn't care.
I was just like, yo, man, I gots to have it.
All right. I'm going to go Tommy Hilfiger.
Okay. I got some Tommy Hilfiger jean shorts. I wore out.
I never had enough money for Tommy.
Yeah.
So when the rumor started that he didn't want black people wearing his clothes, I was like,
that's when you got in on it, huh?
Man, y'all shouldn't be wearing that anyway, y'all. Because rumor has it, he went on Oprah and said he don't even want black people wearing his clothes.
Never said it.
Never said. He said it to me.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't have it no way. Now, I could have Tommy gear. I don't know if y'all, this was popular where you were. There was a time in North Carolina where we had keychains that said Tommy gear on them. Mm-hmm. And it was a super popular thing. They were like $1 or $2. And that was before. So I was like, I got the Tommy gear. And they was like, man, watch out. That's flea market stuff. But Tommy Hilfiger, I remember like Aaliyah would be, they'd be wearing it in rap videos.
That
and
little
stuff.
Red, white, and blue on the pocket.
Oh, man, watch out. I was so happy he said he hated black people. Yeah. I said, man, y'all crazy for wearing that. I got my shirt at Maxwell, y'all.
I definitely had the heel figure joints. Definitely.
Oh, all right, you up.
I'm going to go with. Now, this is, I don't know if this spread nationally.
And that's okay, Tone. It's personal.
But this was in Chicago, tough. It was called Damage.
Damage?
Damage. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know this.
I don't know how far it spread, but I remember I wanted some Damage. It was
Damaged?
Damage.
With no D or with D?
Oh, with a D. No D.
No D, okay.
Damage. And I wanted it so bad, man. It was like jeans. It was like a lot of distressed stuff, and they had like artwork on there and stuff like that. I wanted in on it. But I could never afford it, but man, I wanted some. And I forgot about the brand. I forget what reminded me of it, but it might not have spread beyond Chicago, but they was rocking it heavy for a while.
I never heard of this in my life.
Like, man, I want that Damage, man.
I imagine if it was in Chicago, it's probably big in the Midwest overall. Chicago be the first of stuff.
Man.
All right, I'm going to go Mecca.
I remember
Mecca. Remember Mecca?
Mm-hmm.
Big New York rappers, big jeans, Tim's, Mecca. Yep. I was living on the East Coast at this time in North Carolina, which I guess is technically, I don't know if it's considered the East Coast or the South. Is it considered the South? Okay. Well, at that time, we borrowed a lot of our style from New York. Yeah. New York rap was 96, I was in North Carolina, 96, 98. At that time.
New York rappers had the best clothes, man.
New York rappers had the, remember Nas had, what was it called? Esco or Willie Esco? Mm-hmm. He had his own brand.
Yep.
Anyway, I wanted Mecca so bad. I couldn't afford too much of it. My homeboy.
Hell no.
My had
like, couldn't afford
I
shit.
I just, actually, as I'm remembering, I didn't get none of the stuff I wanted.
A lot of the stuff I would get later on as the prices cooled. But when it was prime heat, I was
prime
like,
real
I can't,
estate.
I can't get in on it, man.
Yeah.
It's too pricey.
Is that it? One more, all right.
Okay, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna actually go with Starter.
Oh man,
Starter coats, them Starter jackets, anything Starter, man. We was all in on that, man.
That was.
I wanted the Starter baseball jackets, whatever. I had a Starter. I had the Starter Chicago Bulls stuff. I had a Starter Philadelphia Eagles coat.
Really?
Yeah.
In Chicago?
I had it. I got this one in New Mexico, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because I was really liking Randall Cunningham at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, it was the
Eagle. Yeah, the throwback. It would be considered a throwback Eagle now.
Yeah.
The lighter green.
It was the black. It was the black Starter coat. It was just blank on the front, but the Eagle was on the back holding the football.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want that jacket.
Yeah, you probably the coolest nigga in New
Mexico. I would never rock another team now, but at the time, I was like, I want that Eagles jacket.
Yeah. I wanted the Cowboys one, the Bulls one, the
Bulls
Hornets one.
Gear,
the Bulls one probably top three. Bulls one probably is the best Starter coat.
Yeah.
To me, just the black and red. And Mike was at his best. Ooh.
Yeah.
But I remember the Raiders was fire. The Bulls, Raiders the Cowboys, and then the Hornets had a dope one because the purple and teal.
Yep.
And I asked my dad for one, and this nigga got me a Starter from Boston College. I was like, and he made me wear it, Tone, for years.
Yeah.
Because I begged. And I was like, where'd you even get this?
Like, come on.
Because we lived in North Carolina.
Yeah.
He never went to Boston. So I don't know if he bought it from like a Goodwill or something. He's like, no, you wanted a Starter jacket. And I was like, man, I said, Bulls. Catalog.
He got that from the Goodwill.
Man, I said. People be like, "Where's what do you know about Boston College?" I was like, "My dad thought it was the Redskins."
No.
Cuz I the first year we lived in Alexandria, Virginia, and the Redskins was right up the road in DC. So that first year I was like, "My dad thought it was the Redskins." I hated that jacket, man. He made me not even want to wear the starter no more. God dog, man. Just say no. Y'all said no for all this stuff. Why would you give me the wrong thing and then make me wear it? All right.
He was rocking.
Is that it? Oh, Michigan did have a good one, too.
Michigan.
One more for Tone?
No, for you. Tone said starter.
Oh, he said...
I said Mecca.
Oh, Mecca. Yeah.
No. Okay.
Mecca was before starter.
Oh, it was? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, because you was piggybacking off.
Oh, you're right. Okay. I'm going to say Pele Pele.
Okay.
Pele Pele?
Yeah.
Pele Pele. I actually had a little bit of that. Yeah, that was fire. Mm-hmm. Honorable mention, Iniche. Is that how you pronounce it?
I never knew how to say it.
NYC.
I always thought it was NYC. Low-key.
NYC and DKNY.
I love the black guest jeans.
Yeah. Those were fire.
Black guest jeans. Badly.
Those were fire. Mm. All right, moving on. Tony.
Yes.
Blind ranking.
Oh, snap. Okay.
TV shows.
Ooh.
That start with the letter S.
Oh.
There are eight.
Ooh.
Eight.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start with Stranger Things.
I'm thinking about S TV shows.
You're not going to get all these.
I
guarantee you. Marquita did good. MQB did her thing on this one.
Stranger Things, eh?
Stranger
Things.
We got eight.
I'm going to put them in six.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put them in six.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's two S's I'm thinking of that got to be higher than that.
Yep, okay. I'm going to go Scandal.
Eight? I never watched Scandal. Easy eight. I watched the first 10 minutes of the first episode, cut it off.
Really?
I didn't like the way they was talking fast. it felt unnatural to me. I was like, man, cut it off.
Scandal's great. Okay.
I bet it is.
Scrubs.
Ooh. I like Scrubs. But I'm going to put Scrubs at... Scrubs is good. I'm going to put Scrubs at... I'm going to put them in four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seinfeld.
Oh, one. One.
You was holding space for that?
One. I didn't even think of Seinfeld.
Really?
I was thinking the two other S's. Yeah. I forgot about Seinfeld. One.
That's your favorite comedy, right?
I got no issue putting that at one. I'm good with that.
Okay. Severance.
Seven. Yo. I wish I could put Severance at 20. Yeah. I am not getting this show. I'm not getting what it's putting down.
How far are you in?
I think I'm in episode like four.
Of season one?
Yeah.
Tony, you ain't even got to the good stuff.
How long it take? I'm four episodes in.
It takes a minute.
Breaking Bad took a while.
No, it did. I liked it from
Bad.
The jump.
Breaking Bad had a really good pilot,
soon
though.
As they was in the remember mobile the, home.
They lost me at episode two, but I got back at like four or five.
Oh, no, nah, I like Breaking Bad from the jump.
Breaking Bad had a really good... After the pilot, it does start off slow, but they'd earned your slow.
Yeah.
Because the
beginning was crazy.
Because the pilot
mobile
was good.
Mobile home in his underwear. It was
crazy.
Yeah,
like, man, I barely sat down on the bed.
Yeah.
Okay, Suits.
Actually, I've seen a few episodes of Suits. I enjoyed what I saw. Yeah, Suits is good. So I got eight, seven, six. I throw Suits at five.
All right. So the last one?
Those should be two more, right?
Oh, my bad. There's two more. Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yeah. Schitt's Creek is good. I'm going to give them the three slot.
I love Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek is good.
Catherine O'Hara is so freaking
rest
fun.
In peace. Rest in peace. Yeah, she's great.
Such a good original concept. Yeah. I mean, original enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty original.
Fish out of water,
fish out of water. Opposite of Beverly Hills.
That's why Sister Act 1 is better than 2, because the fish out of water storyline is more compelling than these kids.
Succession. Last one is Succession.
Well, then number 2. Succession is good. I got to finish it, but I was enjoying it.
Succession is
good. But I wouldn't put it at two naturally.
No, as you would.
Yeah, but it's two. That's it?
That's it.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I was going to throw The Simpsons in there.
The shows I was thinking about was The Simpsons and The Sopranos.
That's why I think it's always good that you leave something off so you don't end up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sopranos isn't on there. It's a blind record.
I can't.
Angel was big enough.
Which one?
I'm not getting it.
And I was like, girl, I don't get it.
I love it. Melissa's the same way. She was like, I don't get it. You also got to pay attention. She's just like, it's not grabbing me enough for me to want to pay attention.
Same.
All right, y'all. We'll see you in a week.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the Hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.